This is the voice of the suffering church. A program for Christian missions of evangelism to communist lands.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as two.
Your speaker for the voice of the suffering church is Reverend Harlan Popoff, president and founder of Evangelism to Communist Lands, a man persecuted 13 years in a communist prison for his stand for Christ. And now your speaker, Reverend Harlan Popoff.
I spoke this morning about my torture in secret police. And I say that I am a Bulgarian pastor, and the history written in my books, it is not only my history, but history of all Protestant churches. When I was released from prison, after 13 years and 2 months, I saw quite a new situation in our country. New converted Christians come to church, go home without any copy of the Word of God. Bibles, New Testament, psalm books, they disappear. In Russia, the situation is worse. 61 years since the time of the Russian Revolution has not been printing Bibles or Christian literature as we do here. Bible is a very rare book, especially in Russia. That's why when I came in the free world, my first step was to speak about this great need and to do something. I am here in behalf of mission. I am not traveling to gather my living simply because I don't need living. I live very well in America, as everybody of you. I have a burden for evangelization communist countries. We evangelize communist countries through printing Bibles, bringing to the border secretly, placing to the hand of pastors, churches, Christians. They do the rest of the job. We are only Bible printing and distribution mission. We don't send missionaries to preach doctrine simply because they cannot get in. We supply Bibles all Christians, including Greek Orthodox, because everybody needs the Word of God. The second way to evangelize communist country is radio. We use radio. In Europe, Farris Broadcasting Company paid thousands of dollars every month to buy time and to preach the gospel in the language of communist countries. Especially the stations in Europe are very expensive. One of these stations charged for 1 hour preaching $625. It's very powerful. Cover all Eastern Europe, two-thirds from Russia. It's worth it. Millions of people listen. One program. Millions. I was there. I know what I'm speaking about. And the new program, which we start for mass distribution of the Word of God, it's so-called New Testament Letter Ministry. What is New Testament Letter Ministry? To send all the New Testament to communist countries by post, by mail. How are we doing? If we wrap it in a paper, this New Testament sent to Russia, never will go through. Never. Printing matter never will go through post office or border. They destroy. Then what I'm doing? I start to print all the New Testament, starting from the Gospel of Matthew to the Book of Revelation, in small parts, we call in printing language signatures, part after part. Every part we wrap it in a letter written by hand to cover up the printing matter. I want to show you. Such small parts, 32 pages. Every part we wrap it in a letter written by hand. Why? To cover up the printing matter. When we inserted this printing matter in the envelope, this envelope arrived in Communist Post Office. If they look through the envelope, it is letter written by hand. This way the letter going through 100%. And when receiver receive all the parts of the New Testament in consequent way, 3 weeks or 1 month, they join together all the parts, they bind it themselves, and they make New Testament like this. No smuggle, no secretly, but the postman is one kind of our missionary and deliver from home to home. It is the best way to supply communist world with the word of God in mass distribution. Of course, to the preachers, to the churches, we approach in this way. We bring through our couriers all the Bible. But there are millions of Christians never attend religious service, never obtain a copy of the word of God. To these people we approach by this ministry and supply straight to their home. This is our work for evangelization, but for this ministry we need the Christian in all the world to assist us. We call them home missionary to Russia, not only in America, all the world. We call them home missionary to Russia because they send this letter. We supply these people with package inserted like this, 24 envelopes ready to go to communist country with part of the New Testament, but no address. The same package we inserted a list of 24 addresses in communist country. Christian take one address a day, write by his own handwriting here. This is very important. That's why we need assistance of Christians from different countries, different towns, different handwritings in this place. Communists cannot control this. This is the way the letter are going through. And the gospel is spread all over the communist land. But to know more about our work and the situation in communist country, which I have no time to speak, I can't spend hours and hours to let you know about the situation, religious situation in communist countries. But I have no such a time. We gave it tonight. We didn't give, but it's available tonight. Our magazine, Door of Hope, free. We are ready to send this magazine free of charge, straight to your home in regular base. Don't think that we have a lot of money to give something for nothing. If I have more money, I will print more Bibles. The purpose of this magazine, to give free of charge, it is not money. Let me make clear this point. It is not money to collect money. It's other purpose. I am here because of prayer. But there are other people today in my place, concentration camp, psychiatric hospital, jails. To these people over there, our American dollars, gold, silver, does not help. You must know this, does not help. The only way to help these people is our prayer. My purpose with this magazine is to organize Christian in all America one great prayer circle to join us hand to hand to pray for the suffering churches and Christians in all communist countries. Here we don't preach, we don't make articles of preaching the gospel. We print only their cases, their names, photos, families, separation, suffering. We send to Christian in America. And when Christian is here well informed, he can pray more intelligently. This is the reason mission used some precious missionary fund to give this magazine to everybody who want to join us to pray for these people. But to receive this magazine free of charge, it's only one way to ask for. And when you was released tonight, there in the table is magazine. If you're interested, take the magazine. If you have burden for these people, ask the mission. There is some slip of paper sent to the mission. They shall put you in our mailing list, send you this magazine free of charge to join us to pray. If you don't mind to pray for these people, just don't do it. We don't want to waste missionary money to give something for nothing. If you want to be home missionary to Russia to send New Testament by mail, you can use the same slip of paper or to write to the mission. This is the slip of paper sent New Testament Letter Ministry. If you point these places, mission will put you another mailing list, home missionary to Russia. We'll prepare a package inserted 24 envelopes like this, ready to go to communist country. Instruction inside, how to do, what to do, when to do, in detail. And you can be missionary from your home to communist land. Now are under printing in Zachary, Louisiana, 115,000 Russian New Testament. They will be sent with 1,500,000 letters. We need your assistance. But speaking now about my experience in prison, as I promised this morning, I am certain you'll understand much more, much better what it looks like to be a Christian and to live in communist country today. I'll read some verses from the scripture this evening. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 till 9. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. The last words, salvation of your souls, are the greatest words in the Bible. If a person live on this world, miss salvation of his soul, he lives completely in vain. Not me. They said Jesus Christ. What will profit a person if he gain all the world but lost his soul? If we lost our souls, all things are lost. Because things, everything on this world receives sense and meaning when there is life. If there is no life, what is the meaning for a dead man, this beautiful cathedral? What is the meaning for a dead man, gold, silver, cattle, farm? Everything is just rubbish. Because life gives meaning and sense to the things. And salvation of our souls means life now, today, tomorrow, and life eternal through Christ Jesus our Lord. But this salvation we read, receiving the end of your faith. This means salvation does not depend on how often we come to the church, How often we read the Bible, how much money we give for the mission? No, sir. Salvation of our souls depended from our personal faith in the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because all things for this great glory has been done by Jesus on the cross. Everything. The only thing I need, you and every sinner today, is to believe and to follow up the instruction of the cross. Only this. But just this simple faith today, as never before in the history, it is in such a dangerous situation. It is not at all secret today how many people in this town, Haman, don't believe in God. Don't believe in God. Why? Isn't there God? Of course there is God. But because today, as never in the history before, the power of darkness, Satan, through a special atheistical, materialistical philosophy, teaching, works so actively through universities, schools, professors, teachers, even through pastors, to convince people there is no God. And to many persons today, the faith in God is turned to ruins by this rotten philosophy. Some of them, they come to church, but they don't believe in God. We live very dangerous time. But salvation is by faith. And this faith, according to verse 7, is God's will to be put under trial. Apostle Peter writes that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold. Here is a great question. Why a Christian shall suffer? Sickness, accident, losses, 13 years and 2 months in communist prison, torture. Why? Does God want to punish us because sometimes we are not quite correct in our Christian life and He wants to educate us in this way? Of course not. To put our faith under trial, God has another purpose, much more important and vital purpose. Through manifold temptations, He wants to create in our hearts more stronger, more deeper faith in Him, and to prepare for this great future, for life, for heaven's sake. That's why, when speaking now about my torture in prison tonight, I am not here to blame the communists because they tortured me. I believe communists cannot do to me absolutely anything if God did not allow them. I believe also these tortures and suffering was allowed to me by God. God wanted to try my faith, to mold it, my soul, for eternal life. Maybe I must repeat it, in short, something which I said this morning. 1948, 4 years after Bulgaria was occupied by communists, we arrested all the leaders of the Protestant churches, put in secret police, labor with special method calling breaking the will method. And when a person lost his own will, he is transformed to animal. Then he speaks everything. After 8 months torture, we were brought before a court. And we confessed before the court that we did espionage. Churches were shaken. The world was shaken. After confession, we were condemned to very severe sentences. Four of us still life, prison life. Four of us 15 years prison life. And the next, under 10 years prison life. We were brought from the court to the prison to spend our prison terms. 2 months later, gradually as drunker of Quinn becomes sober. Day after day, we came to ourselves, and for first time we realized what we did. But it was too late. Or to share this bitter destiny for many, many, many years. And I told you this morning, prison was much worse than secret police. The fact that I am here tonight is a miracle in our time. I never expect to live this life in the circumstances in which I was after for 13 years and 2 months. It was incredible to imagine for living. I saw misery as you cannot comprehend it. I saw starvation, experienced starvation, as nobody can imagine in this country. I saw inhumanity as nobody can comprehend it in this country, that human nature can degrade it so much as communist. When people read my book, Torture for His Faith, if they don't know me, they cannot believe such things. But my book is not a story. It is not a novel. It is a history, 100% history. I spent many prisons, one after other, more severe, more terrible. They use us like animals. But the worst place was one island in the middle of the river Danube. On this island, they use us like animals for work. Heavy work, which is difficult to describe. Starvation. Small portion of bread daily. 10 ounces. And heavy work, slavery work, misery. We build mud huts ourselves with willow branches, live inside like pigs, like rats. They gave us such a torn, shabby, ragged clothes. The body was almost bare. We cover our body in the night with grass, with straw. And one prohibition on this island, if somebody eats anything else than this small portion of bread, they shoot him straight. They did. They did because we are dying to eat something. On this island we had grass, dogs, cats, snakes, rats, frogs, birds. But because of this, more than 8,000 people are still there in graves. They shoot us like rabbits. One evening, we're coming from work, 5,000 people, long file, police guard us with ready Tommy gun to shoot. The man walked in my right side. He thought maybe police somewhere in front. He bent quickly to pick a blade of grass to put in his mouth. But police was behind a bush, shoot him straight. And this man gave his life for piece of grass. Not one, not 10, not 100, 8,000 people are still there in graves. I was not better. I was hungry. 3 times were shot bullet for me. But prayer, I mentioned in the beginning. When I was released from prison, I met many Bulgarian Christians like you. My old friends in England, Sweden, came now to tell me how earnestly they pray for me.
This message is continued on the other side of your cassette. Please stop it at this point and turn it over.
English people used to say prayer changed things. 3 times in my case on this island, prayer changes bullets. And this was the reason I spoke about this magazine tonight. and want to win in our prayer circle to pray for those who are in my place now. There are many, especially in Russia. I told you to these people over there, money, dollars and gold and silver does not work. The only way to help these people is our daily prayer. I have burden for these people, simply because I was one among them. I share misery with these people. I share suffering with these people. I cannot write off to them. What you will do, it's up to you. But I will try to win as many as more from you to join us to pray for these people. Prayer, protect my life, save my life. Prayer will protect their life and the life of their families, children who suffer much more than the father in the prison. If you read my book, you shall see how the families suffer after when the father is put in prison for political purpose. 5th of March, 1953, I was still on this island. Of course, you don't know what happened in 5 March, 1953. Many people ask me, "Well, Popo, how can you remember so many dates in your book?" I said, "I don't remember all dates, but some dates I never will forget." And not only me, all prisoners. And one of these dates is 5th of March, 1953. It was the date when the great leader of the communist Russia died, Stalin. When Stalin died, communists were so angry, just cry like children. And because they cannot reach God to revenge, they reach us for everything to revenge. Then they invented so-called punished place. Punished place was a deep hole in the earth, big like a half of this church, deep hole, or maybe quarter. 200 people and me put in this, we call bunker. They surrounded to it with pillars, pitched to it clay, raw clay, covered also with pillars and half a meter soil, earth. And 200 people and me and put in this bunker. No light, no air, full isolation, 10 ounces bread daily. Here we struggle for air and for life. We undress ourselves because it was steam inside because of the raw clay. We put our mouth down near to the sand because it was sand down the floor. There is no floor. To be able to breathe a little fresh air. 9 months we spent here. 9 months. After 9 months, Khrushchev took the situation in communist Russia. The situation was changed. The regulation in prison was improved. We were released from the bunker. When we went to the concentration camp, I saw for first time after 5 years, they sell in the shop of the concentration camp, bread. Bread. I never thought will come in my time to eat bread as much as I like. Bread was only in my dreaming, in my imaginations. When we sleep, we dream bread. When we walk, we think about bread. And now, in reality, we rush to the shop, 4 of us, from the bunker. We bought bread as much as we like. 24 pounds pork lard, fat, put in the bread, start to eat. It was dangerous eating. After 5 years starvation, such rich food, it is equal to death. But nobody can abstain. I felt that I am full up, there is no place, but the body wants more. I put more and vomit. 3 days we ate and vomit. On the third day, For first time, I felt, now I am not anymore hungry. I never will forget this day. And I set this example purposely to you tonight. With purpose. Because on this world, on this earth, everything is temporal, occasional. The good and the bad, they come to us, but they go. 5 years starvation. Now everything is gone like dream. 13 years such a life. I never expect to live again. Now everything is gone like dream. Because on this earth everything is temporal. The only eternal thing on this life, in this world, it is salvation of our soul. If somebody miss, he miss everything. Ninth of January 1953. We are in the middle of great river Danube, big island. From Vienna, from Austria, announced Danube, the river is coming, a big flood. We are in the middle. Then they start to evacuate sheep and cows and pigs and chickens, everything out of the town, of the island. Nobody thought about us. We worked 2 weeks, day and night. 9th of January in the night, 10 o'clock, the flood came. The island was invaded. We leave our muskets and went in small embankment, big, almost like this church or half of this church. We built ourselves pile with soil, earth in the summer. It's about 2 yards over the level of the island. We stood on this small embankment, 5,000 people. Take it one to the other. And the water came, swallow up and up. It came only a few inches to us. All the island was under the water. We were only over. And stopped the water there. Next day, start a very cold winter, frozen. And we are sitting, standing there without any destiny. No bread, no water. No police. The middle of the river. Ten days, the water frozen. We start to walk in the ice. They brought the portion of bread, water, and we start normal life. But little by little, the water went and we start to work again in this island. For 3 years and several months, I spent on this island. After I got sick from sciatica, they cannot use me. And those who cannot work, they discharged him. And this sickness became good for me. And they sent me back to the prison. And when I was out from the island together with 52 prisoners, I looked in the back and said to myself, this means I will live again. I never expect to get out alive from this island. Prison is terrible. But for me it was like freedom. Because there is that, but there is also worse. And I was glad that this sickness became for me salvation, like freedom to go to prison and in this way to survive. after 13 years and 2 months, such a life. Many prisoners died. Many. Only on this island, 8,000. I survived. Why? In the beginning, I didn't know why. Just came like surprise. Now I know better. I'll tell you. God never make mistakes. He didn't make mistake in my case. I am certain that He spared my life for this ministry. When I came 16 years ago in this free world, I didn't hear a prayer. I didn't saw a Bible to be sent to communist countries. Many churches and pastors thought that communist countries are closed for missionary work. Today's situation changed. Traveling from town to town, from state to state, from continent to continent. Many people are inspired. Many missions are established to do the same job as I do. And I'm glad for this. Much better. It's 1 billion, maybe half of the world. Today is under communist tyranny. We must not write off to this. My son, I have one son, Paul, went to Russia to bring Bibles. It was about 5 years or 6 years ago. Walking the street of Moscow, he met a foreigner. They acquaint each other. Where you are from, where you are from. And a young man said, I am from New Zealand, from Auckland. My son said, New Zealand, what you are doing so far in Moscow? He said to my son, I came to bring Bibles. Bibles? I came for the same purpose. But I am from Stockholm, you are from Auckland. How do you know such need existed? And this young man said, I am teacher of mathematics. 2 years ago, in our church came Reverend Popov. He challenged me to come. That's why I come. My son said, do you know Reverend Popov? Of course I know him. That's why I'm here. He preach in our church. He challenged me. My son said to him, I am his son. Two young men from different parts in the world, met in the heart of Russia, in Moscow, with one and the same purpose, to bring Bibles. This is not occasional. That's why I said, God never make mistake. I am certain He gave me this life as a second life, additionally, which I never expect to live. That's why I'm traveling. I said to the sister outside, I am not traveling to gather my living. I don't need living. I am 72 years of age, travel day after day, because I feel God gave me this life for these hungry people over there to serve them. We have our book tonight, my book, Torture for His Faith. We are not selling our book. I am not in business with books. I don't take 1 cent of this book. But every book I sell in my meeting, Zondervan, the publisher, give me a great discount. One book you buy tonight outside of mine, you send one New Testament like this to Russia. All the profit is going exactly for this. The second place, I challenge you tonight to pray for these people. The only contribution we can give to these people is our daily prayer. Did I succeed to win you in our prayer circle? I don't know. I will pray God to speak to your heart continually. The third place, As much more Bibles we send to communist countries, so much better. Every Bible is a bullet into the heart of Satan. Once a communist read the Bible, change no more this evil. To communists, not with rifle, with Bible. The rifle can kill thousands, but not all of them. But the Bible changed people 100% completely. The fourth place. I spoke tonight about salvation of our souls. This salvation we shall obtain by faith. And this faith must be deeper, stronger faith in God. Aren't you glad that you are American? Oh, of course, yes. The best country in the world today is called America. There are many problems, but the best country is America. I travel all over the world. Country of freedom, wilderness, easy life, comfort. When I say comfort, I always look down the floor, church, carpet, from one wall to the other wall. Do you think everywhere is like here? No, sir, this is in America. But listen, freedom, wilderness, easy life, comfort, it is a knife with two edges. Many people live in this good country of freedom instead to use this good opportunity for eternal life, for heaven's sake, for salvation of soul, they give themselves totally, day after day, night after night, to drugs, to drinking, to adultery, to sin, to corruption, and they die, and they perish, and perish forever. Not in Russia, here in America. And this life of ours, it is not eternal life. It is not. It's very short. It's run like a river, so rapidly. Soon it will be over. You remember Apostle Paul for preaching the gospel. For heaven's sake, he was in prison, hungry, beaten, persecuted. But came one day of the life of Apostle Paul. He stopped to preach gospel. No more preaching. Write his last letter, the second letter to Timothy. In this letter he writes, I finish my course. What does this mean? This means no more life on this world. Finish. You look in the past. All his past was fighting. War. What for? He said, I have fought good fighting, but I kept the faith. This was the reason Apostle Paul struggled all his life. For faith. Then he looked the future. And the future was joyful, tremendous. He continued in the same place and said, now the righteous God will give me the crown of righteousness. And he got it already. He got it. But I and you, we are still here. If not today, tomorrow. If not this year, next year. Will come one day, one year, for every one of us. We shall come the same place as Apostle Paul stood. We shall say the very same words as Apostle Paul said, I finish my course. Who shall help me? Sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, relatives, friends. No one. No one will follow us. In this moment, only one thing. Never will leave us alone. Will stick together with us. And will follow us. This one thing is our personal faith in the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ. This faith who can trust Bible today and Jesus to make decision to live for Jesus and to live in Jesus never will leave us alone. Never will follow us. Then as Apostle Paul we shall declare triumphantly, I kept the faith. And the future will be just the same, bright, light, and wonderful. Now, the righteous God will give me a crown of life. Be sure, dear Christian, he will. Be certain, because God promised and God is faithful for this great future of ours. I said to everybody of you tonight, it is worth it to be 13 years and 2 months in communist prison. prison, torture, starvation, persecution, but to stand faithful to God, to keep the faith, to enter into life, and life eternal. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Reverend Harlan Popoff, pastor, author, Bible scholar, and speaker for the Voice of the Suffering Church. This was a ministry of Evangelism to Communist Lands. Evangelism to Communist Lands is a non-profit Christian organization that seeks to tell the Christians in the free world of the millions behind the Iron Curtain who are starving for spiritual food, the Word of God. Defying the atheistic governments, Evangelism to Communist Lands prints and distributes Bibles and Christian literature in 7 different communist languages. Reverend Popoff is heard 12 times weekly in gospel messages beamed into communist lands through Transworld and Trans-Europe Radio. And now you can be a part in this penetrating gospel ministry. Write today for a free subscription to the Door of Hope magazine. It's yours free for the asking. Write Evangelism to Communist Lands, Post Office Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. And ask yourself this question: how long could you live without God's Word and live victoriously for Him? Those behind the Iron Curtain need the Word of God, and they need it now. Will you join Reverend Popoff in Operation Jericho? This program, Operation Jericho, has a goal to print 200,000 Bibles and New Testaments for Christians in communist lands. For only 98 cents, a complete Bible can be printed. A New Testament for 39 cents.